With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes, in for Antonio Gonzalez. National Congress of American Indians President Jefferson Keel issued a public statement to members Thursday, detailing what he says are steps the organization is taking to address allegations of misconduct. The memo comes after the allegations from a former employee against NCAI General Counsel John Dossett. The allegations were first reported by the internet news site Indians.com. Dossett lost his job as lead attorney earlier this month after 23 years at NCAI. Keel says NCAI established a committee of tribal leaders to review how misconduct allegations are addressed. The organization is also auditing its workplace culture and working with a human resources consultant to tighten procedures and conduct additional training. According to a lengthy memo issued by Dossett and published by Indians, the issue stems from an interaction between Dossett and an unnamed former female employee during an NCAI gathering in 2016. Dossett insists his efforts to help the colleague, who was intoxicated, was misinterpreted. After that, another employee reported Dossett made an inappropriate comment during off hours at another NCAI gathering 2 years earlier. Dossett says that he is not perfect, but denies the incidents, as the two former colleagues report them. He also details an internal office power play involving one of the employees and NCAI director Jacqueline Peta. He says that contributed to the actions against him. Dossett was formally reprimanded earlier this year, but pressure continued to mount as some tribes questioned how the incident was handled. Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Chairman Mike Faith says North Dakota's law requiring voters to have a physical address listed on their ID rather than a post office box will hinder the fundamental right to vote for hundreds of his tribe's members. The law's constitutionality was cleared Tuesday by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a written statement Thursday, Faith said the physical address requirement discriminates against Native people and will cause irreparable harm to the people of Standing Rock. Faith poses the question, why is it getting harder and harder for Native Americans to vote? The upcoming midterm election will be the first under the new law. A district court ruling temporarily blocked it during the primary, but the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned that ruling. The Supreme Court sided with the appeals decision. The leader of an organization focused on missing and murdered Indigenous women and children is seeking an Amber Alert system for the Wind River Reservation. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
Amber Alerts are messages sent over the radio, internet, television, and text message to notify the public when there is a child abduction emergency. These alerts can be powerful tools to locate a missing child, but right now, the Wind River Reservation does not have that service. Northern Arapaho and Standing Rock Lakota member Lynette Grable is the director of Not Our Native Daughters, an organization that works to spread education about missing, exploited, and murdered Indigenous women and children. She says that getting an Amber Alert system for the reservation preemptively would be better than waiting for a child to go missing.
Usually the reservation doesn't have a relationship with the statewide Amber Alert initiative, but I would like to see one created for Wyoming, especially with the Wind River Reservation. And there's no reason why there shouldn't be an Amber Alert system and meetings with the tribal law enforcement here and with the statewide initiative of the Amber Alert.
Grable has spent 15 years in the anti-human trafficking movement as an educator and advocate.
It should be something that we're all concerned about. Especially here on the Wind River Reservation. And usually in rural areas, trafficking happens right beneath our noses and right in our community, and we just don't know what to look for.
There are no hard statistics on exactly how many Indigenous girls and women go missing every year, but the FBI had 633 open cases for them nationwide in 2016. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner in Laramie.
And I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway, an American Indian Science and Engineering Society top 50 employer. BNSF's ACES scholarships support Native American students in science, technology, engineering, and math. Info at bnsf.com.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.